Well, the scripture that Henry just read to us so wondrously is of Mary. It's found in Luke, the first chapter, and it is very well known. And the song or the speech that Mary gives is called generally the Magnificat. It is Mary magnifying the Lord, exalting the Lord. It is Mary, if it is possible to make God big, that's what magnify is all about. It is to make him big. If anywhere in her heart, if anywhere through her mouth, this happens when she is already 6 months pregnant. But before she was pregnant, she was just busy at home, where she was invaded by Gabriel, who comes into her home. I don't know what she was doing. She must have been just pottering around, or she was maybe cleaning or cooking, preparing, whatever she was doing. Gabriel, uninvited, invades her home, invades her space. She is startled. She, to a point where he has to say, "Mary, do not be afraid." As it happens throughout the scriptures when an angel appears. Because it is a scary thing to have this angelic being in front of you very suddenly. But anyway, to this young lady, maybe in her late teens or so, she is already engaged to be married. As she is doing whatever she's doing before Gabriel appears, she must have been thinking about her wedding coming up, I don't know when, into the future. And she's thinking about all of these things, and this angel appears, and he literally upends her life. He turns her life upside down by proclamations that are very, very, very difficult. Something that she did not ask for. Something that she did not anticipate. But it's happening. But it's something that she, along with other Jews of her time, had been longing for. But she did not think it's going to happen through her. We know what this thing is that she will fall pregnant and she will bear a son. And this son will be the Son of God by the Holy Spirit. And he will be the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Savior of her people, Israel. She is a nobody. She's not well known in the village. She's not well known in the cities, in the land. She's not well known. She's just a lowly young lady. That's who she is. She goes and she visits cousin Liz, Elizabeth. She goes and visits cousin Liz, and cousin Liz is already pregnant herself in a miraculous way, because she is way to be pregnant, but God had visited her and promised a son who will go before the Messiah, the one that is in Mary's tummy. So this whole atmosphere is totally miraculous. So Mary goes and visits Elizabeth, and she walks in, and as she greets, "Hey Liz, hi Cass, how are you doing?" Immediately, the baby inside of Elizabeth leaps. Elizabeth says, "I heard your greeting," and the baby got excited. And this is what I want to talk about. Not John inside the womb. Not even Elizabeth's exclamation of awe and wonder that the mother of my Savior has visited me. But I want us to look at Mary's song. You know, at our church, Island, St. Joe's Island Free Methodist Church, us here, we are so blessed with great musicians, right? Thank you. We are. Last week, we just bubbled up, and we bubbled up this morning. The choice of songs, Jeff, or Lindsay? Let me give it to you, Lindsay. I know it's Jeff. Seriously, it's right. I know you look at the scriptures before you choose, and it's wonderful. And can I ask you, as a congregation, there are some songs that really lift you up, isn't it? And some of the songs that we sang this morning, you know I'm very demonstrative. I have an emotional thing about me. And the songs that we just sang move me in a real way. And I know some of us will play volleyball when we worship, right? Some of us will be catching stuff, right? When we worship. Some of us will say, me, 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 when we worship. Regardless of, some of us are really stoic and will do this. As you soak it in, some like me get totally befuzzled. I don't know how to do. Do I play volleyball? Do I do this? Do I? Then I conduct sometimes. But whatever it is, some songs move us, isn't it? They move, and it doesn't matter what your gestures are. It does not matter. What matters is what goes on in our heart as God speaks to us by His Holy Spirit. Well, Mary, I don't know what she was doing along the road going to Elizabeth's house. But when she greets, John leaps in the womb, and Elizabeth says some wonderful stuff. Mary, as if she's been preparing something along the road. There's no, what have you cooked today? There's none of that. She herself bursts. She explodes. She literally explodes with a loud voice. My soul exalts the Lord. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. That's what she says to family. I don't know, many of us, we sometimes are very shy to praise and pray in front of family or friends, familiar people. Maybe in the kitchen all on your own, you'll be caught singing in praises and all of that. But to just burst out and say, oh, my soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. And she just goes off in praises. And in these praises, in this doxology, that's what words of praise are, doxology. She is, in this doxology, she has a lot of theology. The word of God is in her lips, in her heart, in her mind. She first acknowledges who she is. Inasmuch as she magnifies the Lord, she minimizes who she is. He, the magnified big one, has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. He has been mindful of this nothing. This lowly servant. All generations from now on are going to call me blessed. Why? Because I am so wonderful. I'm so pretty. No. because of what he has done. All generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. I think I want to stop. I'm serious. You can read. You had an opportunity to read Psalm 89, right? As homework from last week, those who are not, you saw how in Psalm 89 we began. Or the psalmist, that was Ethan, by the way, who begins his psalm with an amazing praise as a platform to speak to God and make queries to him and all of that. And I want to stop and I ask you to read the whole of the Magnificat. I want you to read Mary's song. And I'm going to give you one more homework. In reading Mary's song, I want to ask, what will you sing about the Lord? What has the Lord done for you? How great is the Lord to you? Seriously, in the midst of life, my people will say, umhlaba magada hlabayo, this world of thorns, thistles, of hard rocks. In the midst of it all, in the midst of illnesses, in the midst of strife, in the midst of death, what has the Lord done for you? What will you sing, not just to him? What will you sing about him? You see, Mary's song is a testimony. I don't even know. I don't know why we call it a song, because we don't know what tune she sang, if she sang anything. Was it a poem or was it just an outburst? I want to believe the latter. It was just an outburst. And this God who did not just upend her life, who lifted this lowly servant and made her a thing of a blessing for the nations, for all eternity. All will call me blessed because of what God has done for me. But she's not alone in this. This guy. Not just a lowly thing. An object of God's wrath. Like you, my friend. Steeped in sin. God, in his mercy, found me. He found me. And by his grace, he saved me. Therefore, in my mouth, on my lips, from my heart, I will praise him forever. When I consider where I should have been, I say, but God. That's what I will sing. I don't know what you will sing. I was sitting down and considering all of this and praying, even this very morning, when I had done all that I needed to do preparing practically, you know, I sat away in my office and words couldn't come to my mouth because I really wanted to pray. And I started to quiver within my heart because I know there are some here who don't count yourself as much. But I want to tell you, when you believe in Jesus, when you have placed your trust in him, when he has come to that vile, that sinful heart of yours and has washed it whiter than soap, that he has washed it by his own blood on the cross of Calvary, you are no longer nothing. You are something. You are something. Timothy Dudley Smith wrote a song after reading the Magnificat. It's an old hymn. It's not that old if you were born in the 60s, because he wrote it in 1962. As if something was welling in his heart. It is one of 1,001 of my favorite hymns and songs. I've got so many favorites, it's crazy. Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord. Unnumbered blessings give my spirit voice. Tender to me the promise of his word. In God my Savior shall my heart rejoice. And he continues to sing, tell out my soul the greatness of his name. Make known his might, the deeds his arm has done. Tell out my soul, his mercy is sure, from age to age the same. His holy name, the Lord, the mighty one. Oh, Timothy Dudley Smith, I can see him sitting on his piano. Or on his desk, because it begins with lyrics. It begins with words. After reading all of this, he doesn't just take Mary's song. He makes Mary's song. Very soul. He says, tell out my soul the greatness of his might. Powers and dominions lay their glory by. Proud hearts and stubborn wills are put to flight. The hungry fed, the humble lifted up. Oh, can you hear his bubbling heart? Can you hear his bubbling heart? I can read this on. The song is Tell Out My Soul. What will you sing about the Lord? What will you say of the Lord? In Christ alone, my hope is found. He's my light, my strength, my song. What will you say of the Lord? This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest droughts and storms. What heights of love, what depth of peace. When tears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all. Here in the love of Christ, I stand. Can you say that? I implore you, Christians, brothers and sisters, let us not be stale when the Lord moves us. Cross your arms and ponder how wonderful he's been. Play volleyball. And ponder the greatness of the Lord. Open up your arms and receive from him. Whatever your posture, let your heart exalt his holy name. Maybe you want to read Psalm 34 in that regard. But what will you sing? What will you say of the Lord? Praise the Lord. His mercy is more, as we've just said. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, but his mercy is more. Oh, friends, you may not have a great voice to sing, but your heart is filled. Your heart is the abode, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Let it soar. You know, when we preach, a preacher is called to encourage the saints. A preacher is called to admonish the saints. A preacher is called to lift people up. That's what we are called to do. And today, my job is to encourage you. My job today is to move you. I'm not talking emotions. I really am not just talking emotions. Emotions are right and good. God has given them up. But our emotion, I think I did tell you, I've got an older sister, Joy. My dear sister Joy, in the 1980s, she was a Michael Jackson freak. She was a freak, literally. She had the perm, right? And she had that one coming down in front of her, all greasy. She had layered clothes and all of that. And when Michael Jackson comes on the TV screen, beat it, beat it, she would go nuts. When I'm saying nuts, I'm talking rocking nuts, totally out there. My brother and I would just walk out of the room. There we go. We cannot even enjoy Thriller. Music can move people. All kinds of music can elicit an emotional response. And I ask you, let the right words, let the right songs move your emotions. You may go and be Thriller night. Leave that alone. Yeah, yeah. Leave that alone and listen to Mary. Listen to the Psalms. Listen to the whole Word of God. Even the stories in the Word of God. Even when you hear Hannah, Elkanah's wife, Samuel's mother, when she was praying for a baby, crying in the temple. No words. When she was accused, she's drunk. She says, no, sir, I am not drunk. I am not drunk at all. I am praising my Savior. I am begging Him. When you read stories like that, let them move your heart to exalting Him in the midst of your tears. Exalt His holy name in the midst of joys. Let your first port of call be the God who loves you, who keeps His promises forever to Abraham, to Isaac, to Israel, Jacob, for all generations. Let your heart exalt His holy name. What will your song be? Maybe it's not directly from the Psalms. Maybe it's not directly from the pages of Scripture. But it is comes from your Holy Spirit, from God the Holy Spirit within your heart. Oh, saints of God, I implore you, come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. You have a lion in your heart. Sing it out. Don't get shy. Let it come from the bottom of your bosom, the bottom of your soul. If you don't know, if what I'm saying is foreign to you, if what I'm saying is just words and they mean nothing, I pray that God will give you a desire, first and foremost, for Him. That when you have Him, you will see yourself for who you are and repent of your sins. And having repented, that you will come to a full knowledge of Him by the Holy Spirit in your heart. I pray that you will be saved, that the blood of Christ will be applied to your heart. That this thing that you see happening to this guy up front, that you see in the faces of others around you, I pray that you will be so envious and say, I want some of that. And the God who gives generously will give you Himself. If all that I'm saying here is foreign, you may have been coming to church all your life, but Christ has never been applied to your heart where you love Him. You love your husband, you love your wife, you love your children, you love mom and dad, but when you think of Jesus, nothing happens, I pray that His love will be applied to you. That's my prayer. And in just a moment, we will break bread and share in juice. To us, it'll be a reminder of the body and blood of Christ. In just a moment, that's what we are going to do. And Holy Communion ought to elicit that. Because Jesus said, before He died, when celebrating Passover, breaking bread and sharing wine, He said, whenever you, Jews, whenever you do this, do it in remembrance of Me. Not just to remember Jesus, but to remember what He has done for you. Remember the blood poured out. Remember the body broken for you. And be grateful. Be grateful.